Jane, J-A-N-E, Cornelson, C-O-R-N-E-L-S-O-N. Date of birth, 12/4/1930. She was seen today, which is the 23rd. This is a 95-year-old woman, originally from Oklahoma. She moved here in 2002. She's widowed for 5 years. She has 3 children, currently lives at an assisted living called Traditional here in Houston, Texas, period. She's been a housewife all of his life. She's never been a heavy drinker or smoker in the past, period. Patient's problem started on or about 1/4/2026, where she fell at her home. She sustained a femur fracture, had surgery on the 5th. She was quite independent before this. Since then, she's had family with her 24/7. She was doing okay with after the hip surgery. About a month ago, she developed swelling, shortness of breath in her feet. And they treated her with compression socks. The family and the patient decided that she did not want any workup, did not want to go to the hospital, did not want to go to the emergency room, did not want to have any blood work or x-rays done, period. She continues to have shortness of breath at rest or two sat, hovering around 70 to 80%. The family and patient have decided against oxygen therapy. She's sitting down at the time of evaluation, but moving in her chair causes her to be very short of breath. She definitely has P&D and orthopnea in the evenings as well. On or about 2 weeks ago, she continued to get worse. Her cough, her congestion, her swelling got worse. The family talked to the primary care physician, who thought she might have CHF, core pulmonale, COPD, and pulmonary embolus. The patient is in no distress. She's now sleeping about 20 hours a day. She's still eating about 20 to 30% of her meals. She's definitely ADL dependent and bedbound at this time, except she moves to the chair with the help of son and daughter, period. Today she was evaluated for hospice because she wants to be kept comfortable at home. She's a DNR. She's looking forward to going to heaven, she tells me, and does not want to have anything done, including oxygen, even though it would make her more comfortable. Medication, she's not taking any medications at this time. And before she got sick, she wasn't taking any medication, had no blood pressure issues, diabetes, heart disease, or any other problems. Allergy, none. Review of system, basically as above. Surgery, femur surgery, and breast augmentation years ago. Family history, dad died of Parkinsonism, mom may have died some sort of cancer. At the time of evaluation, she's awake, she's alert, she's very short of breath, she looks edematous, she has swelling in the lower extremities, consistent with anasarca, with a 4+ edema bilaterally. She appears pale and distressed, but she tells her son and her family she's fine and doesn't want anything done. Period. On examination, blood pressure was 160/95, or 2-sat was 80%. On room air, pulse was 100, or 2-sat respiration was 22. Heart positive, swim positive is 2 with an S3 gallop. Lungs, ronchi, aroused, coarse breath sounds consistent with congestive heart failure. Abdomen is soft, cannot rule out ascites. Neurological non-focal. Neck shows no, shows positive JVD. Lower extremity shows 3/4+ edema. Bilaterally, no cords noted. Assessment number 1, this is a 95-year-old woman who definitely is in congestive heart failure. I don't believe patient has pulmonary embolus or any other abnormality. Patient has chosen not to go to the hospital, has chosen not to be treated. She's not taking any medication. She's sleeping 20 hours a day. She's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, period. She is short of breath, obviously, but the family doesn't see it that way. I had a long discussion with her son, Tim, T-I-M, and I explained that she might benefit from a low-dose diuretic. And after discussion with sister Susan, they both agree that that's agreeable, and we might try her on 40 milligram of Lasix and place her on hospice, period. She's definitely DNR. She definitely does not want any oxygen, breathing treatments, or any other modalities. Patient also has orthopnea, P&D, positive JVD. All findings S3 Gallop, ronchi and rouse in both lungs. All findings consistent with volume overload. Our plan is to have hospice initiate care in the morning. Diagnosis is CHF. Start patient on Lasix. Blood pressure is slightly elevated, but they do not want any blood pressure medication for sure. They definitely don't want any oxygen in face of severe hypoxemia. They do not want any breathing treatments. Patient is not in pain. They don't want any pain medication, any sleep aids or anxiety medication. They feel like she's doing fine, and she tells them she's doing well, period. I recommended continuing with the compression socks and elevating the legs at this time. Overall prognosis is quite grave, given natural progression of her disease. Even with diuretic treatment, she most likely has less than 6 months to live and definitely is appropriate for hospice care at her home, where she's been residing for the past 7 years, and it's an assisted living with the help of family, daughter and son that are present 24/7. Thank you.